Hey everyone, you know when you're trying to make like positive changes, there's this thing we often overlook, and it's mental toughness. And it's not just, you know, for athletes, it's a skill I think we can all build.
Right.
You get bombarded with all this advice, you know, self-improvement stuff, but without that solid mental foundation, those changes rarely stick.
Yeah, it's true.
So we're diving into a program called Live Hard today.
Okay.
Created by this entrepreneur, Andy Forcella.
Okay.
And he's interesting because he didn't start out mentally tough.
Right.
But he built that capacity, and now he's helping others do the same.
That's great.
Live Hard is more than, like, just a fitness challenge.
Mm.
He calls it an Iron Man for your brain.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's a really striking analogy because it instantly sets the bar high.
Right.
It tells you this isn't about, you know, quick fixes or shortcuts.
Yeah.
It's about intense, focused effort towards a transformation. Like, just like training for an Ironman requires pushing your physical limits, Live Hard is about pushing your mental and emotional limits to build that inner strength.
It makes you realize this is a serious business.
Yeah.
Our source for this deep dive is a podcast episode all about the program.
Okay.
So let's get into the nuts and bolts, okay?
Yeah.
Live Hard starts with a 75-day challenge
okay.
called 75 Hard.
Makes sense.
And let me tell you, those 75 days are no joke.
I bet.
There are 5 non-negotiable rules.
Oh, wow.
Every single day. No slip-ups.
Oh, geez.
You ready for this?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Starts with a strict diet, absolutely no cheat meals.
Okay.
Or alcohol allowed for the entire 75 days.
No alcohol. Wow, that's tough.
Plus, you need to drink a gallon of water daily.
Okay.
And get ready to sweat. Because 2 45-minute workouts every day, with one of them outside.
Oh, wow. Even in the winter.
Rain or shine.
Oh, my goodness.
Snowstorm, heat wave, you're out there.
Wow.
Then you need to read 10 pages of nonfiction daily. No skimming allowed.
Gotta get that knowledge.
And to keep yourself accountable, you take a progress photo every day.
Okay, so documenting the journey.
I'm already feeling a little exhausted.
Yeah, me too. Just hearing about it.
Is this too intense? Is there anyone who should absolutely not attempt this?
It's definitely not for everyone.
Right.
You know, it's designed to push you way past your comfort zone, and that can be incredibly challenging.
Yeah.
Physically and mentally.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that Forcella really emphasizes that physical limitations aren't a barrier. He says, what one man can do, another can do.
Huh.
And he points to people with disabilities who have successfully completed the program.
Really?
It really highlights how much of this is about mindset.
That's a great point, yeah. It seems like it's about proving to yourself that you're capable of more than you think, regardless of your circumstances. But 75 Hard is just the beginning, right?
Right.
What happens after you conquer those 75 days?
That's where the program gets even more interesting and where that Iron Man analogy really comes into play.
Right.
It's not a one-time event. It's about ongoing training and development.
Right.
So after 75 Hard, there are 3 additional 30-day phases.
Okay.
Each designed to build on the mental toughness you've developed.
Okay, so this is where things get really intriguing. Tell me more about these 30-day phases.
Well, these phases introduce new challenges that push you even further outside of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Things like taking cold showers, practicing active visualization, and even talking to strangers.
Really?
It's fascinating because it shows that Live Hard is about so much more than just physical endurance.
Yeah.
It's about expanding your mental and social capabilities,
right,
becoming more adaptable and resilient in all areas of your life.
You know, it's interesting how this kind of ties into the Think and Act Locally theme. Forcella talks about cleaning up trash during his outdoor workouts as a simple act of kindness.
Oh, that's a great example. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a great example of how building mental toughness can empower us to, like, make a difference in our communities. He's not just talking about, like, self-improvement in isolation.
Right.
You know, it's about how that inner strength can translate into positive action.
It's like those small acts kind of become a natural extension of the discipline and resilience you're building.
Exactly.
And get this, the entire Live Hard program, the 75 Hard and the 30-day phases, it's designed to be repeated annually.
Wow.
Talk about a commitment to ongoing growth.
Yeah, exactly. It underscores that, you know, personal growth is a continuous journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
There's always room to push further, to become stronger and more resilient.
Yeah.
And by repeating the program yearly, you're reinforcing those mental muscles and solidifying those habits. It's like an annual tune-up for your mind and spirit.
It's almost like setting a really high standard for yourself and then striving to meet or exceed it year after year. But I'm curious, even if someone never attempts the full Live Hard program, what's the most valuable takeaway they can get from this?
I think the most valuable takeaway is understanding that discomfort is where we grow.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Whether it's a challenging workout, a cold shower, or, having a difficult conversation.
Right.
Pushing past those self-imposed limits is how we build mental muscle, the kind that's essential for any success in life.
Yeah.
Not just personal goals.
That's a powerful insight.
Yeah.
It's so easy to stay in our comfort zones.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Live Hard is all about intentionally embracing discomfort as a path to growth.
Exactly. And it's not about like seeking out suffering, you know?
Right.
It's about recognizing that discomfort is often a sign that we're stretching ourselves, that we're moving beyond our perceived limitations.
And isn't that what Think and Act Locally is all about? Stepping outside our comfort zones to make a difference in our communities.
Absolutely. When we build that inner strength and resilience, you know, through challenges like Live Hard, it naturally spills over into other areas of our lives.
Right.
We're more likely to like speak up for what we believe in, to volunteer our time, to take action on issues we care about, all because we've developed that mental muscle to face those fears and doubts head on.
It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
The strength you build in one area of your life
empowers
you to make a positive impact in other areas.
Precisely. And it's not just about like grand gestures or heroic acts.
Right.
It can be as simple as, you know, starting a conversation with a neighbor you've never spoken to, offering to help someone carrying heavy groceries or, picking up trash in your neighborhood. These small acts of kindness and engagement fueled by that inner strength can collectively create a more connected and supportive community.
Yeah, it's so true. Sometimes we get caught up in the idea that we need to do something big to make a difference. But it's often those everyday actions, those small but consistent efforts that really add up.
Mm-hmm.
And Live Hard seems to provide a framework for developing the mental fortitude to show up in those ways, both for ourselves and for our communities.
And it's important to remember that building mental toughness is an ongoing process. You know,
right.
It's not about achieving some perfect state of resilience and then coasting. It's about constantly challenging ourselves, stepping outside those comfort zones and continuing to grow.
And it's inspiring to think that anyone can develop this, right?
Yeah.
It's not some innate quality that some people have and others don't. It's a skill we can all cultivate with the right approach.
Absolutely. And programs like Live Hard provide a roadmap, a structure for developing that mental toughness. But even if someone doesn't follow a specific program, the key is to embrace the principle of intentional discomfort, to seek out opportunities for growth, and to remember that every challenge overcome makes us stronger and more capable.
You know, it's making me reflect on times when I've avoided doing things because they felt too hard or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But when I finally pushed through that resistance and did them anyway, I almost always felt a sense of accomplishment and growth. It's like proving to myself that I'm capable of more than I thought.
That's such a common experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
We often limit ourselves based on, you know, fear and assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
But when we challenge those limitations, we discover a whole new realm of possibilities.
It reminds me of something Forcella said about silencing that inner critic, that voice that tells us we can't do something or that we're not good enough. Live Hard seems to be as much about overcoming those mental roadblocks as it is about the physical challenges.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Right.
It's about shifting our internal dialogue, replacing self-doubt with self-belief.
Yeah.
And that shift in mindset can have a profound impact on, you know, our actions and our ability to make a difference in our communities.
So it's not just about building mental toughness for our own benefit. It's about becoming more empowered to contribute to the well-being of others.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that our individual growth and the well-being of our communities are interconnected.
Yeah.
You know, when we strengthen ourselves, we strengthen our communities. And when we take action to improve our communities, we often find ourselves growing and evolving in the process.
It's a beautiful cycle. You know, thinking about all the challenges in Live Hard, the strict diet, intense workouts, cold showers, it makes me wonder, what's the real measure of success in this program?
That's a great question. And Forcella is very clear that it's not about achieving some perfect physical transformation. You know, It's about the mental and emotional growth you experience along the way. It's about developing that unshakable inner strength that allows you to overcome any obstacle and show up as your best self in all areas of your life.
So it's not about how you look. It's about how you feel.
Yeah.
It's about that inner transformation and the impact it has on your life and the lives of those around you.
Exactly. It's about building resilience, discipline, and that unwavering belief in yourself. Those are the qualities that will truly change your life far beyond any physical changes.
It's a powerful message that it's not about fitting into a certain mold. It's about becoming the best version of yourself so you can contribute your unique gifts and talents to the world. And that really resonates with the Think and Act Locally philosophy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's about empowering ourselves so we can empower our communities.
It absolutely does. When we believe in ourselves and our capabilities, we're more likely to step up and take action.
Yeah.
You know, to make a positive difference in the world around us.
Yeah, it's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
Bye. Live hard seems to be a way to, like, fill our cups so we can generously give back to our communities.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I find particularly inspiring is that Forsella emphasizes that this journey of personal growth is never truly over.
Mm-hmm.
Live Hard is designed to be repeated year after year.
Yeah.
A constant reminder that we can always strive to become, you know, stronger, more resilient, more capable.
So it's not about reaching some endpoint. It's about a lifelong commitment to self-improvement and using that growth to make a positive impact.
Exactly. It's about embracing the journey with all its, you know, challenges and triumphs.
Right.
And knowing that you have the strength and resilience to keep evolving and growing, both personally and as a member of your community.
It's a powerful message. And I think it speaks to the heart of what Think and Act Locally is all about. That ongoing commitment to building a better life for ourselves and our communities one step at a time.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that we all have the power to make a difference.
Yeah.
Starting right here, right now.
Right.
With the choices we make and the actions we take.
So whether you're, you know, inspired to take on the full Live Hard Challenge or simply incorporate some of its principles into your life, remember, it all starts with that belief in yourself and the power of small, consistent actions to create meaningful change.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's about taking that first step, embracing the challenge.
Yeah.
And knowing that with each step you take, you're becoming a stronger, more resilient, and more capable version of yourself. And, you know, who knows? You might just inspire others to do the same.
That's a fantastic note to end on. Thanks for diving deep with us today. Remember to check out our website, thinkandactlocally.com, for more resources and inspiration on how to make a positive impact in your community. And if you found value in this deep dive, please consider supporting our show by visiting thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Every contribution helps us keep bringing you these insightful conversations. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.